when we go through the reading of the Passion, it's almost like, well, what more should a homilist say? You know, we always have something in us to say, but I think that the less said, the better. But I would ask you, maybe in a kind of a playful way, to put on your pastoral mystery vision goggles when you hear a gospel like this. There's an old gospel song that says, "It's all right." I say, "It's all right. My Jesus said he'll fix it, and it's all right." And the tendency when you read or hear a gospel like this is to think, well, this is a story about some people long ago and what they went through and what Jesus went through, and thank you, Jesus, for going through all that for me. And none of those things are untrue, but they're only partially true, because this story, this Paschal mystery, is your life and my life too. We all go through our Good Fridays. The little Fridays and the big ones, the little sufferings and the tragic and sudden and crushing ones. But if we're faithful, just wait till Sunday morning, because I'm going to rise. Your life and my life is, my life is, your life is the Paschal mystery. St. Paul simply summarized his life and ours by saying that we are always carrying about in our bodies the dying of Christ, so that also the rising of Christ might be manifest in us. That is to say, whatever stage we're going through, and it happens over and over again, sometimes in just one day, dying in one moment, rising in the next. You know, I've kind of kidded with you before, but the phone rings, oh, bad news, oh, bummer. And then it rings again, oh, some good news, you know. And suddenly we go from the Passion to the Resurrection. Or maybe in that middle ground of just feeling almost locked in the tomb for a while. But always coming to new life. And it is the promise of the Lord. The promise that whatever dying we do, we will rise to new life with him if we remain faithful. So these stories are not just long stories about something that happened long ago. This story is your life, it is my life. We call it the Paschal mystery. And I hope you always have on your pastoral mystery vision goggles, that you never fail to see, especially in the difficult moments, that it may be Friday, but Sunday's coming. That it may be sorrow on the cross now, but resurrection will inevitably happen. Whether now or whether I finally leave this world and go to be with God, either way, it's all right. My Jesus said he'll fix it, and it's all right. It takes faith to say that. But it's always our story. Now, with that in mind, just to put a plug back into the story and then wrap it up. You know, over and over again, the Lord told them exactly what would happen. In all the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, on at least three or four different occasions, on the way down to Jerusalem for that last journey to Jerusalem, Jesus said it over and over again on at least three different occasions, and I'm sure more, he said some of the following to him. For example, in the 16th chapter, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go now to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised. Again, he said in the 17th chapter, they came together and he said to them, the Son of Man now is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him, and on the third day he will be raised. And I could go through several other passages where he says exactly or almost exactly the same thing. We're going into a difficult passage, but we're going through This is not our destination. We are going through Friday unto Sunday. We're going through the cross to the resurrection. We are going through the old Jerusalem to the new Jerusalem. And over again, he told them exactly what would happen. But like us, they often did not have on their pastoral mystery vision goggles. And they stumbled when they saw the suffering. They stumbled when the cross actually came. And they did not remember what he told them. Jesus now is before us and he says, in this world you will have tribulation. But have confidence. I have overcome the world. Do you believe that? See, that's the Paschal mystery. That's the story that we just read. Now, we stopped short today. You know the end of the story. We ended with him in the tomb. But you know the end of the story. You know that he will rise. And he has risen. But again, like the apostles, we often stumble and we fall. And we get into all kinds of things that we do to try to avoid looking at the cross and avoid accepting it. And we lose our way and we become discouraged or depressed. And we keep forgetting that on the third day, he rose. And whatever I'm going through now, I'm going to rise. I'm going to rise. Just wait till Sunday morning. I'm going to rise. I don't want to say much more this morning. It's a long gospel. It's a longer liturgy. But I wonder, do you have on your pastoral mystery vision goggles? Do you see the whole story? It's so easy when the cross comes to get lost, to get stuck, and not to be able to see beyond the cross to the glory that waits. But the Lord promises us that if we will take up our cross and follow him, he will lead us to glory. He promises in 2 Corinthians, he says that this momentary affliction is producing a weight of glory beyond all compare. Keep those pastoral mystery vision goggles on at all times. Keep them at hand. And in the dark nights, they provide night vision. Keep them on. Keep them handy. Only one of the apostles really held this message and made it to the foot of the cross, John, and some of the women, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Mary Clopas, and Salome, to name those ones who are mentioned. A few made it to the foot of the cross, and a few stayed there with Jesus. The rest bugged out. They lost their way. They forgot. They saw only the cross. They didn't forget. They forgot what he said. In the third day, I'll rise. They forgot it. So they didn't have the courage to endure. And they ran. They hid. But John and Mary, the other women are there. And I just want to conclude by saying that I have it on the best of authority. On the best of authority. That as they left the cross that day, full of sorrow, John and Mary and Mary and Mary and Salome were all singing that old gospel song. They just said, it's all right. It's all right. My Jesus said he'll fix it and it's all right. Sometimes I'm up. Sometimes I'm down. Sometimes I'm almost on the ground, but it's all right. It's all right. My Jesus said he'll fix it. And it's all right. Somebody say amen.